Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Sasha Dash!
I hope you shout along with us. So,
because they can tell when it's going to happen. Maybe we need to count in for like the sing-along
version. I know,
version.
I was thinking that. But then if they've just listened to a full episode, surely they know.
And like a one, and up. A two, and a... Sasha Dash!
It's been a busy week. We got a personal message from Alyssa Edwards. I thought you'd be retweeting it more, to be honest. Not you, like the listener.
Oh, I watched it and I haven't been able to watch it again because I was so overwhelmed the first time. I didn't get anything done for like 20 minutes. And like,
I've watched it about 45 times.
I'm saving it for some quiet time and then I can get all squealy again because I just was a mess.
So can you just go on our Twitter, find that and retweet it for us, please, particularly if you like Drag Race, because it is one of our proudest moments. I love it. But you guys voted for... Oh, God, what was it called? It was really clever. And you guys got it because you voted for it. It was, I'm going to cook for my husband. No. I'm just making my husband dinner, which you guys got because she is making her husband into dinner. And I thought that was really clever.
That's the only way I'd ever say that sentence as well.
This is the story of Catherine Knight, which I did not know was such a rabbit hole when I started looking into it, because this is we're gonna have to speed through it because a lot of stuff happens. So she was born in 1985 in Aberdeen in New South Wales, Australia.
How fucked up that they're like, we'll call it Wales, but then name it with Scottish places.
I know.
Do you think they did it because they hate Welsh people? Do you think it's when they're like, oh, I love that episode of Star Trek when Gandalf dies?
I think it's just Londoners where they're just like, everything north of here is just something north.
Yeah.
It's like Manchester's next to Glasgow, next to Dublin or something.
Or like when we were in America and everyone's like, is that near London?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Are you from London? Yeah. Yes, for you.
For all intents and purposes.
Fine. She was born to Barbara and Jack Ruffin, something like that, who had four sons and then Barbara. And Jack was an alcoholic father. He was violent and he would repeatedly rape his wife, Barbara.
Anyone would think that drinking was bad for you.
Barbara, as a result, had a very negative view of sex. Obviously, she's getting repeated up to 10 times a day raped. So
10 times a day?
That's what it said. Up to around 10 times a day he would rape her.
That's ridiculous. That's not the average rapist.
No. Catherine also said that she was abused, not by her father, but she was abused by her brothers during her childhood, which therapists have sort of corroborated and said it does look like that's probably true. So she was quite a nice girl at school, but a bit of a loner. But if people did mess with her, she would stand up for herself with weapons if necessary. And when she left school at 15, she was still illiterate. So not a lot of learning time going on. And she got a job as a cutter in a clothing factory.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then after that, so she did that for about a year.
I think that was probably miscommunication with the guidance counsellor. Like, what are your special skills? Cutting people. Okay, we've got the one.
Well, she upgrades from cutting fabric to the next job she Butcher. Has. Is a cutter at the local abattoir. Cutting yes! up offal. So she's obviously... See the advert for, well, she couldn't read and write.
I'd like this with more blood.
Yeah. She obviously went for the sewing job, going, can I be a cutter, please? Yeah, 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 we'll let you in. Fucking fabric. Yeah. What's this about?
I like my pigs alive when I cut them.
So this job at the abattoir, she said that was her dream job and she loved it. No.
Like, there's something for everyone. That's uplifting.
That's her niche.
There could be a film made about the early years of her life. It's like, a woman, she just loves fighting and violence. And then she finds her dream job. She has to go to Abattoir College.
Yeah.
21 Rump Street.
If it could be done at that, it'd be a lovely happy ending. So, apart from all the rape, she met David Stanford Kellett through work, and she was very much in charge of their relationship. And they married in 1974, and she told him they were going to get married, basically, and they did. And at the wedding, Barbara told David, so Barbara, the mother, told David, you better watch this one or she'll fucking kill you. Now, Knight tried to strangle David on their wedding night.
Like, it's legal now. Fuck off.
So apparently the reason that she gave was, she said it was because he fell asleep after they'd only had sex 3 times.
Oh, so she likes the lot of sex.
Well,
she's up for it.
I guess she thinks that's the norm.
Only 3 times.
I would be knackered.
Bloody hell.
Knight got pregnant and continued to be abusive to David throughout the pregnancy. And after the baby, Melissa Ann, was born, he left her and he moved to Queensland to be with another woman.
Oh, he left when the baby arrived.
Yeah.
not with the beating and the violence, yeah. Just, oh, fuck, a kid.
Yeah. So she, the next day, was seen walking down the street with the baby in the pram. And basically, she was thrashing this pram around from side to side. This kid hasn't got a chance. And she was sectioned and admitted to hospital based on that. And she was diagnosed with postnatal depression. Then they let her out after several weeks. And almost as soon as she gets out, she goes to get the baby. She puts it on a railway line.
Like, straps it down in a cartoon.
Well, I guess it can't crawl. So she just blobs it there, and then she went and stole an axe and went around threatening people, left the baby there. So someone comes along, finds the baby, thank God,
the same day as she was out,
I think so, and rescues the baby, and Knight is sent to a psychiatric hospital. But she signs herself out the next day. She slashes a woman in the face and tells her to drive her to Queensland. So this woman is driving with this slashy cutter. A very a professional cutter,
yeah,
with a knife to her face, saying, take me to Queensland. They stop for fuel at a service station and this woman escapes. So the police catch up with her at the same service station where she's got a kid hostage, this little boy. I know, I told you it's going to have to be quick. and so they arrest her and they contact David. Now, David's reaction is to leave his new woman, go back and support Knight and try and help her along with his mother, and all three of them move to Brisbane to be together.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a lovely guy. I mean, he can only get it up 3 times in a night. We can forgive him. Like,
yeah. So she gets a job at a meatworks, has another baby, and then she leaves David. So,
ooh.
I mean, probably a small mercy for
You're
him.
Too supportive!
So Knight met another man called David, so double David. So this is David Saunders in 1986.
Well, it means the tattoo can stay.
And he moved in with her and her 2 daughters. So Knight became quite jealous and violent quite early on. She killed his dog in front of him by severing his throat.
So kosher.
And then knocked him unconscious. They stay together. They have a baby together.
How to sluice a guy in 10 days.
Yeah. They have a baby together. She basically decorates the whole house in animal fur and animal traps and animal skulls and pitchforks. I mean, she's got her own taste.
Style.
Yeah. She doesn't need Queer Eye for a straight guy. And then she stabs David in the stomach and he runs off and hides from her and ends the relationship. Which is fair enough. Now, she gets pregnant by another guy, this time called John Chillingworth, and they have a baby boy called Eric. They're together for about 3 years, but then she leaves him for another guy called John. Well, obviously, maybe she got another tattoo and thought, John, is there a John? Anyone called John? Just need to date someone.
That might be her technique, just going into bars and shouting names.
Yeah, a bit like
I'm here to meet a John. He'll do.
So John Price this is, and he moves in. So Knight moves in with him, and he's got 2 children from a previous relationship as well, and she's got her kids. He's a lovely bloke by all accounts, but they would fight because John didn't really want to marry her, and she wanted to get married. So the way that she sort of got her own back on him for this, and she sort of got really angry, is she filmed some of the things that he'd stolen from work at that
post-it notes
that were at the house. And
here's my paperclip mountain.
So he gets fired. because she sends it to the boss. So then things escalate and she stabs John in the chest and he ends the relationship, kicks her out of the house and gets a restraining order. Okay, we're near the end now. So she retaliates.
None of them are obviously like pressing charges against her though. She's done so much stabbing and slashing. She is literally slashing and dashing and there are no consequences.
I know. She's a cutter. What can I say?
She's trained. She has a very specific skill set and she's utilizing it at every opportunity.
Yeah. So she sneaks into John's house while he's asleep and he's been hanging out with a neighbor and he says, if you don't see me, I've probably been murdered by this woman. Oh, shit. Like, she's the worst. And she, that day she's bought some new sexy underwear and she sneaks into his house wearing them, wakes him up and they have sex. So he's not taking this restraining order particularly seriously, to be fair. Then,
that's why men are so easy to kill for her, clearly.
Well, then he's tired from all the sex. I mean, I don't know how many times they did it.
She can clearly get them in a very vulnerable position super easily.
Yeah.
Here's some knickers. Brilliant.
Yeah. So they go to sleep. And then she stabs him while he's asleep in the chest. He wakes up, tries to escape, and then dies of blood loss. So this is her first murder. All that stabbing, one's dead. Her reaction after this is what she's sort of known for and what I'm sort of alluding to in the title. She skins his whole body and hangs the skin from a meat hook in the lounge.
Just the skin?
Just the skin.
She
then cuts off his head and sort of takes out part of his muscle, cooks these parts of his muscle along with some baked potatoes and vegetables and gravy. I'm not trying to, you know, give you a recipe plan here, but there was pumpkin. Sounds pretty nice. And then she sets the table and has this meat and these vegetables plated up and she has places set with little notes. I don't think she had fancy cards. No time for that. Scraps of paper with his children's names on, which is messed up beyond belief. So
did they eat their dad?
No.
Oh.
So the police were called by
I don't know why I was so disappointed by that.
Oh. All that trouble. Oh.
I think I would have felt compelled to out of politeness.
I mean, if they go in the lounge, they've got his skin hanging up there.
Oh yeah, that's true. Probably. Like a deflated Mr. Blobby.
Yeah. It's probably a bit off-putting. Spoils your appetite. Just slightly.
True.
So
I wonder if she got it all off in one go. She is a professional. What are we, yeah, why are we discussing it?
She's got the tools. She's got the skills. So luckily, I mean, not luckily for John, it's too late, but luckily for the children, the police were called by the neighbour who John had already spoken to about being worried and concerned. And they noticed that his car was still in the drive and he hadn't gone to work. So they basically phoned the police and said, I'm worried about
this
guy.
He's not going to work. He's a Workshire scrounger. They're going to get like one of those shows, like Dom Littlewood's going to come knocking at the door. Like, the bailiffs are here.
So they break into his house. I'm not sure if it's breaking in, if it's the police, but they get into the house and they obviously find the scene that I've just described. The food is still warm on the table. The skin is hanging up, the dismembered body's there, and she's there as well, and she's taken a load of pills. So she's obviously, it's a suicide attempt.
Right.
And she's arrested. And she did initially plead.
That is how I feel every time I cook a meal for people. Like, I want to die. I can understand the feeling of all this work. It's not gone quite right. Like, just hand me the pills.
You like pills and alcohol. It is exhausting cooking for more than one other person.
Yeah, definitely.
Mega stress. So she initially pleads not guilty, says it was manslaughter, and then she changes her plea to guilty, and then she's given life imprisonment, which she did contest, but she's still in there. Or dead, I can't remember which. It's a slash and dash, dumber. But I think that's the most messed up story that we've had.
Mainly because of all the slashing and dashing.
Yeah, which is our brand. So
if only
she's almost like a
If we'd have been around before this happened, she might have been screaming that as she ran away.
Yeah.
What would if we did actually inspire some people to commit crimes, we couldn't be happy about that.
No, I wouldn't be happy about that. That's the opposite of what I want. I want someone to not be murdered.
Maybe we need to change the name of this. Smash! And give yourself in.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.